You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Today's edition is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, who's reinventing how you invest. Whether you want to place a trade on Facebook Messenger or get market news from your smart speaker, TD Ameritrade's technology is designed to bring the market to you. See what's new at tdameritrade.com/innovation. How to Land a Completely Uncontrollable Passenger Jet by Alex Davies. The trouble started almost immediately. A few minutes after taking off from Lisbon on Sunday, the pilots of an Air Astana Embraer N190 jet called Mayday. "We have flight control problems," he told air traffic control, asking for a path to the sea for an emergency landing. "We have 6 people on board," one pilot said a few minutes later, according to an audio recording available via liveatc.net. "Airplane is completely uncontrollable." Those 6 included 3 pilots and 3 engineers, according to Flight Global, who were taking the aircraft from Portugal, where it had been undergoing maintenance, to Kazakhstan, where Air Astana is based. In the first portion of the flight, the Embraer traced the sort of flight path you'd draw if you took your spirograph on a roller coaster. Eventually, the pilots regained control and, escorted by a pair of fighter jets, flew south to an airport with good weather and landed safely. "Due to technical reasons, the crew decided to perform an unplanned landing," Air Astana said in a statement on Twitter. "The investigation into what happened is just beginning, but the loss of control points to a few possibilities," says Sean Pruknicki, a former airline pilot who teaches aviation safety, human factors, accident investigation, and complex aircraft operation at Ohio State University's Center for Aviation Studies. "The plane's control surfaces, the flaps, ailerons, and so on, could have frozen, or the power control units that moved them might have failed. It might be related to the plane's recent maintenance, or the timing could be coincidental." Pilots are trained to follow a simple creed when something goes wrong: aviate, navigate, and communicate, in that order. In a loss of control situation, Pruknicki says, aviating means figuring out what systems are working and how you can use them to stay level. "Try to maintain control of the aircraft at all times using whatever means you have to," Pruknicki says. "There are some aerodynamic techniques that can be used for an airplane that is seemingly out of control that really sharp pilots, especially those with acrobatic training, can attempt to regain control. Imagine you're stuck banking steeply to the right and losing altitude, and the ailerons, those flappy bits on the wings, are frozen. In normal flight, the pilot uses the rudder to point the nose right or left. Here, with the plane at an angle, the pilot could step on the left pedal to move the rudder, pulling the nose up and maintaining altitude. The airplane will stay 90 degrees, tilted to the right, that is, but it'll be controllable in a different axis. Or, say you have trouble turning. Changing how much power goes to each engine might help. The Brazilian-made Embraer 190's engines sit under its wings, so applying thrust can pitch the plane up a bit. The point is, pilots have lots of tools at their disposal. When one tool malfunctions, pilots have to get creative with how they use the others. The Air Astana's pilots request for directions to the ocean, We need vectoring to the sea, please. We will be ditching. Indicate that at that moment, he didn't think he could reach an airport or even a large field. The ocean's swells can make things tricky, but it might be the best choice, out of some really crappy choices. At least you won't hit any buildings, and you won't have to worry about lining up with a runway. An hour after calling Mayday, the pilot announced he had control of the plane and could maintain a set heading and altitude. By this point, they were accompanied by a pair of F-16 fighter jets, scrambled by the Portuguese Air Force, which led the Embraer south toward the airport in Beja. Even when your navigation systems are working, that kind of guidance is helpful because it gives you one less thing to worry about. All of this takes a lot of mental bandwidth, and it's nice to have a jet that you can fly next to, Pruchnicki says. That's why the burden is shifted onto them. It's good crew resource management. Remember that aviating, maintaining control of the plane, comes before navigating. The fighter pilots can take a look at the parts of the plane you can't see, and maybe figure out what's wrong. Once at Beja, the Embraer's crew needed three approaches to get to the ground, but safely touched down at around 3:30 in the afternoon.